Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small businesses. So we created a podcast where we have million-dollar conversations that help small business owners thrive. I'm Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity of Matty G Digital.
And we are recording live from the Thrive Podcast Studio at Thrive Coworking Community in downtown Lindsay, Ontario, at 18 Kent Street West. And with us today, we have Candace and Stacy from Outdoor Kawarthas, a brand new business in Fenland Falls. So welcome. Tell us about you and your business.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Mm-hmm.
Did I say the name right or not?
You did.
Yeah, no, awesome. It's all good.
Okay, so yeah, so we started our business the start of June, and we are offering kayak and paddleboard rentals at the Fenland Falls Beach. We're just there Saturday, Sunday, and holiday Mondays. We're new, so we're just kind of working through our hours right now, but we usually set up 10 a.m. on Sundays, 11 a.m. Saturdays.
Yeah, hours to be determined for July and August. We just need to see the demand. We're very flexible, so
yeah,
we just need to see when we need to be there.
Yeah. Us two are physically there every weekend so that we can kind of work through the kinks and figure out what the customers are saying. There's tons of people that are walking through the Fenland Beach Park, so we're chatting with a lot of people every weekend to kind of see what they think and
making a lot of connections, a lot of positivity from us being there. It's been really good the past month. We were kind of unsure about June just because the kids are still in school. The weather can be a little iffy, but it's been a very positive experience so far, and we're very excited to be there.
That's awesome. How did the idea come about?
Well, we work full-time at the Days Inn in Lindsay, so we're really in the tourism aspect of the Kawarthas. So the last 7 years we've been working together there. We're constantly chatting with tourists coming in who they all want to come see the Kawartha Lake.
Mm-hmm.
So, a singular lake.
Yeah, asking us what to do. And we always send them to Fenland and Bob Cajun. And the next question is naturally, well, can we rent a boat or a kayak or something? So we knew the demand was there.
Yeah, so we've always kind of joked the last couple of years, like, we need to do this business because nobody seems to be doing it in our area. We have so much opportunity.
COVID happened.
Yeah.
So we kind of halted it, and then.
Yeah, and then it was just December 2022. I was meeting with Economic Development for a Days Inn related meeting, and I just kind of asked, like, is there anything happening this summer for rentals? Like, we really would love to have something like that for our guests. And they said no, and I kind of mentioned, oh, Stacy and I, like, have always kind of said it'd be cool if we were to do that. And they were just so encouraging, like, you need to do this. We've been waiting for our business to come along. Like, you know, Fenland has huge demand. Like, let us know what we can do to support you to get going on this. So I was like, okay, I will talk to Stacy. Like, maybe this is awesome to have, because we kind of had a feeling there is demand, but then hearing it from Economic Development, it was like, wow, okay.
We just needed that push in order to get it started. And when we initially started talking about it, I was thinking just small scale, kind of offering a few maybe inflatables out of the hotel. And Candace was like, no, we're going bigger, going home.
Well, thank you for doing that. I live in Fenland. It's been something people talked about for ages. I'll share this secret with you. I have this funny kind of joke document that I have. It's not really a joke, but I call it the Somebody Should group. And at one point, me and another business owner in Fenland, you know, we'll talk about add stuff to the Somebody Should list. And this is probably the number one thing at the top. So I am so happy to be able to cross that off and see it in action, because I think it's one of those ideas that's been staring at us for ages. Mm-hmm. And the beach there, I think with the splash pad,
wow.
I love going down there every weekend. It's busy.
Oh,
and
yeah. There's so much to offer down there. They do such a great job.
And people ask about it. So I know, you know, I was on the Chamber of Commerce for years. One of the most common questions we used to track what people come in and ask about was, where can I rent this? And there's places that have it, but it was like, drive somewhere, rent it, take it down there, yeah. Which nobody reasonably can do. Mm-hmm. But there's always families walking around, as you've probably mm-hmm. noticed already, just looking for something to do or ways to get out on the water.
Tons of, like, it's been interesting, like, lots of locals just out walking their dogs, like, you would be just hanging out with their kids. And so it's been good to chat with them because they're super encouraging. And one aspect of the business we didn't really think about was, like, oh, I have a kayak myself, and when my friends visit for the weekend, like, it'd be great to bring my kayak, and then we can all go kayaking together. Mm-hmm. Or, like, my granddaughter comes up every now and then. I'd love to get her out on the water, too. So it's kind of like, oh, we didn't think about the market of people who already have equipment that want to, like, help go out on the water with their friends.
That's a really good idea, because I know we have friends who just live up the hill, and they built themselves, like, their own little kayak carts and come down all the time. And it would be great to be able to go
together
with them. And even, like, I have kayaks, but to get them out and on the car and bring them down is so annoying. I would rather just be able to roll up and rent something.
You have kayaks? I've spoken to you 1,000 times and you've never said you have kayaks. So yeah, that just goes to show how difficult it is to load a kayak up and bring it down.
Well, it's just such, you gotta get the roof racks going.
No idea.
Put them on and tie them down, and it's just a thing I love doing, but it's annoying.
It's surreal, for sure.
Yeah, and that's one of the main, very important, is it being convenient for people. That's why we want it to be right on the beach.
Mm-hmm. Just launch people, they don't have to worry about loading it or bringing it with them or whatnot. So, yeah, so we're just offering hourly or daily. People aren't taking it with them for the whole weekend or anything like that.
It's just, there's a spot where you launch from and you go on Cameron Lake. We are advising people just to stay along the shore. And then there's a nice bay. It's nice and calm, usually quiet. Not a lot of boat traffic. There will be, because Fenland is a very busy area, but we want them to be as safe as possible. So
yeah, it's good to know, too, because I know Cameron Lake is it's a bigger lake than some people think, and it can be really choppy. But if you go sort of, stick to the shore. There's some neat, like, sugar bush trail. You know, you can do a lot in an hour. Really enjoy it without having to make it, like, a big, long, whole ordeal marathon day.
Tell me about the setup. So, like, I love going to Fenland Beach. Mm-hmm. It's our favorite beach to go to with the kids, like you talked about. I think it's the best beach in Kawartha Lakes. Can email me if you disagree, but
set it up at Kawartha Small Business Podcast.
Tell me I'm wrong. So where do I go? What's the setup? Is just you two kind of hanging out with a pile of boats, or, like, is there a tent? Like, just tell me about it. I will see you probably not next week, but sometime this summer.
We're gonna hold you to that.
Well, I'm gonna definitely be there next week. I don't know if I'll be there on the weekend. Thing, but
I'm probably coming on the weekend.
Yeah, tell me about the setup.
Yeah, so we have an enclosed trailer, so that's what we load everything in. So there's a splash pad, and then there's the big public bathrooms right beside the splash pad. So we have a nice little private parking spot. So we have all of our kayaks on some racks, and we just wheel them off the trailer. So our setup is, there's a beautiful green space in front of the splash pad, so we just pretty much lay the equipment out, because that's really what catches people's eyes. We have a tent. It's pretty, it's just our equipment, our tent, our coolers with our lunch.
A dog bowl with water. There's a lot of dogs that walk by. So,
Our setup is pretty basic. And then we kind of spread some signage out every weekend when we get up there, or set out to kind of spread the word. Because some people have mentioned, like, if they're on the beach, they don't see us, but you have to kind of walk down the rail trail to head to the bathrooms, and then you'll see us there. Because it's kind of split where it's the side, and then it's more like the park down a bit. So, but no, our equipment is big and bright. Our life jackets are bright.
Lots of color.
And the direction that we send people, they paddle in front of the beach. So our hope is kind of everybody on the beach is like, hey, what's with all these kayaks? Everyone in these fluorescent orange and turquoise
blue kayaks.
Life jackets.
Yeah, they look really awesome. I've seen the social media.
Yeah, and the color.
I just, makes me want to go out and be
that's
in
good.
One.
That's what we're trying to do with our social media.
So someone comes a rent from you though, like, I don't know how to use a kayak. You have inflatable paddle boards, if you say.
Yeah.
You set that up, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But like, how do you like get me from standing there into the water? Are you just like, hey, go figure it out or what?
We do have a safety video that we watch beforehand. Just explaining how to get in and get out of them. So we'll take the equipment down to the launch for you.
Wicked.
We'll hold on to it until you're stable in it. We kind of let you gradually get in it and comfortable on your own. We don't let you go out unless you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say like 90% of the customers we've had so far are GTA.
Yep.
They've
never
been in a kayak. They don't know anything about it. So, but our equipment, like the kayaks that we got, they're open, they're really stable, super user friendly,
yeah.
And the paddle boards are really easy to use too.
Mm.
So I'm kind of the business admin. I get them set up under the tent, all the liability and all the signing your life away stuff. I take the payment with a Square so we can do debit or credit.
That's good to know too. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then Stacy kind of does the fun part into the water, watches them and just kind of helps them bounce and kind of it stays in the water until they're comfortable.
Yeah. And it's nice where we're launching. It's rock, but it's very shallow. It is easy, but it's not a sandy beach. But it allows me to be able to stand out there far because it is shallow. So if they just want to kind of practice around the area there, it's I can be right there with them basically. But
where are you launching them? Like adjacent to where you are, or are you like taking them a bit over?
It's
to,
basically
under
right
that big tree.
Us. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
what you're talking about. Yeah.
Right beside us,
yeah. Beside us. So again, very convenient.
Thanks. Business question. Very curious about like I've looked at getting a kayak before because like I've rented them at a cottage and like, man, I could really be a kayaker, but then I'm really lazy and I don't like moving stuff around, so I don't want to do it. But like, also I'm always surprised by the cost of them.
Mm-hmm.
How did you amass how many kayaks? And like, are you renting them? Are you buying them? I'm just business curious. Yeah.
Yeah. So after we met with economic development, we're kind of like, okay, I think this is something we can do. We reached out to a couple of businesses that are doing this.
Okay.
So one's in Paris, one was in Belleville, and and just kind of chatted to them because we also thought like, why is no one doing this? There's obviously like, is it the liability? Is it? So they were super helpful, gave us lots of great resources and just kind of info about how they do things. And yeah, we got set up. We got a contact for them about a wholesaler, so we got a good price on our equipment. And then between her and I, we just kind of worked out. We knew it was going to be busy, so.
Mm-hmm.
We knew we needed to get an enclosed trailer because we can't leave our equipment.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to pull it. We didn't want a huge giant trailer because we didn't want to get a special license or anything like that. So we just kind of figured how much equipment can we fit in this trailer? And that's essentially what determined how much we were going to get.
So yeah, we have 8 open kayaks right now and then 10 inflatable subboards.
Oh wow.
But again, we're just gonna see starting July and August if there's demand for maybe we'll get like a youth kayak or maybe what we have is enough. But yeah, there's always room for growth. There's a little bit of more room in the trailer, which is we did a good job, but then we can fit a few more things in there. So yeah.
I think that's awesome, and I think it's a classic story of everyone, you know, the somebody should group.
Yeah.
It's not easy. Like, you have to have, you know, a truck to be able to pull it, and you have to make the investment to get the stuff, and that's the risk, and nobody so far has done that, so I commend you both for doing that.
Yeah, that was my question, too. Like, one of you said, too, like, why is nobody doing this? And like, sometimes you hear about a business idea and you're like, oh, it's so different and innovative. And then I heard about this. And I'm like, well, yeah, of course this should exist. Why does it not?
Exactly.
And it was shocking that it didn't.
Yeah.
When you were talking to some of those other similar businesses, did they tell you why no one else is doing this? Like, what did you guys figure? Like,
were actually very surprised that nobody's done it here.
And they, like the one group, Grand River Rafting in Paris, they were so helpful and amazing. And they started out really small And that's like their full time. Like, I can't remember how many people they pump through a summer, but they're like, yeah, their business has just taken off. And they were so supportive. And they're like, we get calls from startups all the time. Like, we're so happy to like share our information with you and whatnot. So, no, they honestly didn't have anything negative to say about it. They were just super encouraging about it and was like, yeah, it's a great kind of, like, it's a fun thing to do. Mm-hmm. Like, it is work, but we get to hang out at the beach every weekend.
Go paddling, so.
Yeah, which is really cool. I mean, I've, in the background, run the numbers 100 times. I've looked at it, but I just, for me, I was like, it's not something I want to do.
Right.
And then partly why it's on the somebody should list was like always being on the lookout for someone who wants to. And then the other is the barrier of the upfront investment cost, which not everyone's can do. Because I always thought, and it's seasonal, so you need someone who wants to hang out at the beach.
Yeah.
So it's like, I always was
weekends,
on the lookout.
It's all weekends, right?
Yeah. It'd be great for like students. Mm-hmm. But students can't buy.
No, and pack up a trailer.
like all of these little barriers of things. So that's why I'm so happy that you've done it.
Yeah.
So,
And again, it doesn't really feel like work on the weekends. So it's
our bodies feel it once Tuesday rolls around. You're like, oh, you're gonna be strong by the end of the summer.
Yeah. Do you guys have not? Just might sound bad at first. Like, what are your goals for this, actually?
Yeah.
What's the dream? Like, are you guys getting rich off this? Are you bringing in bikes? Are you bringing in winter snowshoes? Like, what's the dream here?
Yeah. So right now, it's the first year. We just want to cover our costs and we really are here for the locals and the tourists. We want to give this opportunity to people so they can be immersed in the Kawartha Lakes and see how beautiful it is. And really for us to have fun, we have to keep telling ourselves, this is fun. Like, we usually will go out after a day, we'll go to one of the restaurants, have a drink, have some dinner. Or again, we're like, it's slow, you go out, go on the subboard, right?
Yeah.
We have to make it fun for ourselves. And just to connect with the community in Fenland, which it's a great community. We're really enjoying connecting with everybody. Again, everybody's very positive there. But we definitely do have long-term goals. Like, we would love to hire some staff, but again, it's our first year. We know it's not really possible. So it's just me and Candace doing it.
That'd be so tough though, too. Cause like you both probably want to be there and probably should be there now.
Yes, absolutely.
Nothing wrong with students. I'm not that guy that's going to say like, kids these days, but like, you guys need to be the face of it, especially at first. Like, you need that good, comfortable experience buying from you. The liability is scary. Like, getting in the water is scary.
Yeah.
Like, you want to make sure, like, they're super comfortable. So
for sure. And then because we're also, nobody's done it. Like, we're just kind of trying it out, like our hours and stuff. So we really have to talk with so many people. And if we just hire someone, they'd just be there to do the paperwork, use rentals.
I think that's the key, because there's that, some people will set up and it's like a transactional thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's more relational because you are being the, like, people aren't coming expecting it.
Yeah.
So it's one thing if you had 50 pre-booked rentals and you just need someone to churn them out.
Right.
But it's people who are walking around and they're hesitant. And you're like, hey, do you want to try this? Or like, you're giving them that opportunity. Or they come in the morning and they're set up. And by, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they've watched all these people go by. So now they're curious. They want someone who's going to help them bridge that gap. Whereas the wrong fit would not maybe bring them.
We find going out and talking to the people, even like saying good morning to every person that walks by. Obviously, we're used to customer service in the hotel and we know how important it is. And we love talking to people.
But yeah, tons of ideas we could go.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of people that want like guided tours or like to actually like have us teach them how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually we'd like to be certified. That's definitely something.
Yeah. And then, like when you mentioned snowshoes, that was like when we were first planning, we were like, okay, how can we make this not so seasonal?
Yeah.
And that would be a great thing to offer like hotel guests because the trail is right beside us.
Oh, and they have the
like the
snowshoe race that they do in Fenland there. And like, that's one of the best the little course that they set up, and I don't know if you've had a chance to do it. It's as good of what like snowshoe trail in Ontario.
Really?
Down there. So
yeah, we're just in finding out all these neat things that events that's happening in Fenland Falls and what it has to offer, and we're so happy to be part of it.
Yeah.
Also, like there's other experiences we're thinking of. For instance, we want to add sunset paddles.
Yeah.
Also maybe paddleboard yoga.
Nice.
We're working with the city right now, part of their signature experience program, and we're hoping to offer next year. It's glow in the dark paddleboarding.
Yeah.
So there'll be a light underneath your paddleboard. We launch at sunset, so you're out there under the stars on this illuminated paddleboard. So there's lots of experiences we want to add. But again, we're just two people working full time during the week. So this year, we're just kind of testing out the waters with the weekends.
That's awesome. Like two of the right people, though, like come from hospitality.
Yeah, for sure.
You've heard the people that are coming up here to see the Kawartha Lake.
Yeah.
Still
trying to find that.
Yeah. They're like people that are like willing to like work and hustle on a weekend. Mm-hmm. Like that's awesome. I think like I have no idea what the numbers are. Your numbers guy. But like, this is going to blow up. This is such a good idea. And I think it's two of the right people for this.
Yeah,
this is really cool.
You.
I think it's the, like just managing it, having it available, connecting those dots, overcoming those little barriers.
Sure.
We did an episode almost a year ago now with someone on like Airbnb experiences.
Okay.
Around here, there's hardly any.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Martin, who he has, it's in Toronto. He has a Queen West coffee crawl. So basically, he just gets paid mornings he's off. He puts Coffee Crawl on, and he sells out, and he just takes people around to coffee shops.
Amazing.
And it's like an Airbnb experience. And he did some research up here, and there's like someone in Lakefield has something. But basically, there isn't that. But like Twilight Path, like all of these things you talked about should all be an Airbnb. Because people rent an Airbnb, and then they get an ad for an experience.
Yeah.
And these are great things. I was in Halifax area a few years ago, and we did like a sea kayak evening twilight, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Like it's just, and in Fenland, it's like the perfect time of day to go for a little trip.
And there's nothing more peaceful than just being on the water, just sitting in your kayak or supboard, and you're just, it's so relaxing.
Lovely that time of night, the water's just glass. So
yeah, it's really nice.
And then, another expansion that we're thinking of is like possibly other locations. Is there demand here in Lindsay, Bob Cajun? People keep bringing that up to us because they redeveloped the beach there. We're saying how beautiful it is. We picked Fenland simply because we know it a little better.
Sure.
We know the water more. And that's really the only reason why we picked Fenland. We're just, we don't know Bob Cajun area that well.
But Kobe wants us.
Yeah.
We did an event there.
Oh, nice.
On their freshwater summit. So we split forces that weekend. Stacey's in Fenland and I was at Kobe, and it was busy, very busy there. There's tons of growth opportunities, but our focus is just get through the summit.
Yeah, sometimes it's like, and that's why sometimes these are tricky because people think you think so big, but it all starts with standing on the beach and asking people walking by like, do you actually want this?
Yeah.
Because sometimes these ideas are things everyone wants, and then they're like, oh, this is great. And then they walk by you and cheer you on, but they never tap their card on your square to say, yes, let's, rent one and actually do it.
Sure,
I love that it's even by the hour, too, thinking more about that. Like half day is like, oh, that's long.
Yeah,
I don't want to be at
it
the whole time. But like, I'll go there with my kids and my wife, and like, she can get on something for an hour while I'm hanging out with the kids.
Yeah.
Not like a half day or a full day. I think it's a great idea that way. So not to get you in trouble either, but like the other barrier I'm thinking about is like what a pain in the butt it is to deal with the government to get a spot on the beach.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It wasn't as bad as we thought. We had to work with the city and figure out like what's required, like what permits required.
Mm-hmm.
We were really nervous, like, are they going to give us a good spot? Because obviously they have to tell us, like, where to sit.
Yeah. Oh, really? They tell you, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
So technically, like, a vendor.
Sure.
Yeah. So we had to get a vendor.
Or if we could even do this. If this was even allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's
one
of, again, there's all sorts of, and I won't mention examples, but I've
say
been
names.
Down many rabbit holes with the city of, like, the somebody should list.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this is great, you know. And they'll say, like, oh, well, we'll support you. But then you walk into the, like, buzzsaw of regulation. And it's like, oh, actually, no, you know, it's easy. But you have to do these 800 things that no reasonable person would ever do.
They were the ones that suggested we had another spot. This spot we're at now is way better.
I think it's really good
were the ones who suggested this spot. It's amazing. They were the ones that gave us this really nice spot. We can park our trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
no, we were like, oh, I hope, like, we were so nervous to meet them. Like, I hope that we can, like,
do
be
this.
In a good spot or, like, they'll allow us to
do
this. Because it was like, you can do it, but you need to meet with the city person at the beach and they'll review it with you and see what's possible. And then when we did the meeting, they were like, yeah, this is great. You can set up here. And we're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
This is happening.
And they're like, but the museum hosts a number of events during the summer. I'm not sure if they want you here. So we're like, ooh, okay. So we were really nervous to, like, approach them and be like, hey, we're coming. And we just really wanted to make sure we were entering the community, not ruffling anyone's feathers, just like, we want to be here and, like, help support all of you too, and just have, like, a positive entrance into the community. And then connecting with the museum was amazing. They were so excited to have us there.
It's such a logical fit because it does, especially they have, like, the outdoor ping pong stuff.
Oh,
and this
is such a great job.
It's incredible there,
It's so nice. Yeah.
It's like the fun zone.
It is. Just the kids just run there. They just love it there. It's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's very excited for us to be there and working with us. Like, this weekend, he's planning a big Canada Day family activities. There's a petting zoo, I think. So we have a petting zoo on one side of us, a lemonade stand on the other side of us this weekend. So
that's this week.
Yeah.
I do want to go there this weekend.
Pad now
is
open, so
tons going on.
Yeah.
They always have a nice spread of free food at the museum on long
weekends.
That's awesome. Do you guys know each other before you started working together seven years ago?
No.
And you guys are just besties, working all the time.
Every day together.
Yeah,
seven
Christmas.
Yeah. and that's, I think, why we also were like, we can do this business together because we've worked together so closely for seven years.
True.
But we definitely had a meeting to be like, okay, what's your expectations? Like,
ask the hard questions.
This. Yeah,
let's
we
get
the serious
up front.
Chat.
Yeah.
Catch some, like, tough kind of questions to bring up too, and it's going good so far.
Nice.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. I feel like we're kind of wrapping up our conversation, but you guys have 1,000 notes there. Is there anything else we missed that you want to add or tell us about?
Nope. Check. All that. You guys did a good job.
Super efficient.
Just if you want to find out more about Outdoor Kawartha, we're on Instagram at outdoor.kawartha and Facebook. We've got our website up and going.
What's the website?
OutdoorKawarthaRentals.com.
Nice.
Yes.
Awesome. Sweet.
Awesome. What would you like to say, Matt?
I've lost my train of thought. I used to be really good at this. Not enough people know that your business exists. As the demographics of Lindsay and Kawartha Lakes are changing, that number continues to grow. I can help your business get found in less than 60 days. Just go to my website and book a call at mattygdigital.com.
Awesome. And I'm Brian. I want you to know that I'm the business coach that helps you get money for your business. You can find me at profitcoach.ca. And Matt and I would love to work with you to help you start, launch, or grow your business. You can do that. Or if you'd like to be on the podcast, reach out to us at setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca. And remember, we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small businesses.